With SRN News, I'm Jason Walker. Nation mourns the death of a former president.
James Earl Carter was the 39th president of the United States. He was born in Plains, Georgia on October 1st of 1924. He later attended the United States Naval Academy and served in the U.S. Navy after graduating in 1946. Carter served as a Georgia state senator and governor before seeking the Democratic Party's presidential nomination in 1976. He would go on to defeat Republican incumbent Gerald Ford before losing to Ronald Reagan 4 years later. He began hospice care in February of 2023. His wife, former First Lady Rosalynn Carter, died in November of 2023. Bernie Bennett reporting.
President-elect Donald Trump responding today, saying Carter faced many challenges as president, but, quote, commended Jimmy for doing everything in his power to improve the lives of all Americans. Meanwhile, President Biden and former President Bill Clinton also conveying their condolences to the family. And a moment of silence this afternoon was held for Jimmy Carter before the Atlanta Falcons game at Washington. Falcons owner Arthur Blank called Carter an inspirational global humanitarian. Jimmy Carter, by the way, has a connection to the National Football League. He was the first president ever to host a Super Bowl champion at the White House when he welcomed the Pittsburgh Steelers there in 1980. Also at SRNnews.com, it's difficult to predict what will happen next year as we head into 2025. A public finance economist with the Heritage Foundation says it looks like a mixed bag for the nation's economy. An Israeli hospital says Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu has undergone successful surgery to remove his prostate, and he is recovering. Netanyahu expected to remain hospitalized several more days. This is SRN News. Donald Trump makes a promise.
He says he will make it a priority of his administration to, in his words, stop the transgender lunacy. Speaking at a recent rally, Mr. Trump vowed that on day one he will, quote, sign executive orders to end child sexual mutilation, get transgender out of the military and out of our elementary schools and middle schools and high schools, and we will keep men out of women's sports. Political analysts say the president's decision to take on transgenderism helped him win the election. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
A report on campus anti-Semitism by the House of Representatives recommending cutting government funding to universities that boycott Israel. The report paints a dire picture of anti-Semitism in the U.S. In the wake of the Hamas attack on Israel more than 1 year ago, pro-Palestinian protesters began harassing and intimidating Jewish students all across the U.S. This is SRN News. Very popular nasal decongestant on pharmacy shelves may not be there much longer.
The Food and Drug Administration recently announced plans to phase out phenylephrine, the key ingredient in some cold and allergy pills. It's a win for skeptical researchers who have long questioned the drug's effectiveness. For consumers, it will likely mean switching to alternatives, including nasal sprays or older oral decongestants that were moved behind the pharmacy counter almost two decades ago. John Scott reporting.
The death of an Oregon house cat from bird flu and a pet food recall raising questions how people can protect their furry friends. Health officials have traced the cat's illness to frozen cat food that contained raw turkey. Some pet owners feed their animals raw meat, but vets say that can be very dangerous, even fatal sometimes for some critters. More details at SRNnews.com.